Shin Ches Siflamin Aleph. Bosel Chai. Raw meat. Afilu Tofel She'ena Maluach. Even if it wasn't salted at all. Mutil Atantalo. It is not Muksa Mishum. Dechozil Umtze. You're allowed to eat raw meat even if it wasn't salted. The reason why you have to salt meat is because if you want to cook it, then the blood will come out in the cooking process. But if you want to eat raw, unsalted meat, it's acceptable. Even if it has blood embedded in the meat, that is not a problematic type of blood, as long as it's still embedded in the meat. And ask me, well, while you're biting into it, the blood comes out. There are answers to that. So anyway, stam raw meat is not muksa according to the mechaba. Tafuach if the meat is spoiling to a certain degree that the dogs will still eat it, then it's also muksa because even though human beings won't eat it, but it can be used for dog food. Now over here, this whole discussion, the poskim is man hazeh, because today people do not eat raw meat. And therefore, there's a whole discussion whether it's muksa bizman hazeh, raw meat or not. Shabruz says that if you don't have a special need, a special hefsid, to move it around, one should not move around raw meat. Raw chicken is more calm because it's a softer type of meat. But in both cases, if there's no need, one should not move them around. If there's a situation where, for example, a refrigerator stopped working and there's some raw meat there and it'll get spoiled, then there is what to rely on. One should ask the shayla to move around the more meat because here is mokum hefsid.